The Heat Doctor on Kerry Today. Brought to you in association with Boyles of Killorglin, the home of quality.
Good morning to you, David. We'll get straight to the chase and a query that came in late on last month's show. Listener wants to know, what is the lifespan for external insulation of a dwelling, as it seems very expensive?
Good morning, Tressa. Good morning, listeners. External insulation can be quite pricey, and I suppose every house is individual in its cost. I suppose it's the size of the house will dictate the price of the work, but I suppose at the same stage, just to start off by saying there is up to €8,000 of grant available for external insulation to houses, and I guess, you know, every house, if it's a different wall type, it's applicable or not applicable, I suppose. You know, there's cavity insulation, there's internal dry lining, but I suppose to give the lifespan on external insulation, it's almost an impossible number to give, but I suppose there is, in relation to the works, when it's completed, there is a warranty document. There's a 5-year warranty on most works when it's carried out. The lifespan of works, we've had works done with over 15 years and they're looking pristine as they were first day, but there is a maintenance required. I suppose that's the biggest thing that I come across, you know, on a day-to-day basis when I'm talking to homeowners. You know, if the job is finished, is that it? Do I need to do anything else? The colour is picked, the plaster has a pigment in it, which means a colour of choice can be applied in the final coat. Do I have to do anything else? And the answer is yes, there is a maintenance required. So I suppose it's a roundabout answer, it's a politician's answer. There isn't a definite time frame, but I suppose if it's looked after, like anything else to do with our houses, it will last a lifetime. That's the way I would put it.
Now, a caller is interested in upgrading their heating system in their home. Can you ask David, the heating doctor himself, what is the starting point for the process?
So with the heating system to start off with, I suppose the answer to that is if it's an air-to-water heat pump they're considering, then I would strongly suggest that a technical assessment is the starting point. A technical assessment for any house will give some details and some numbers and HLI numbers. It's all to do with where we can meet the target that's required in order to comply with the regulations and the standards for grant applications. And also, I suppose, there's no point in putting in a fantastic heating system to a house when the insulation type or the insulation for the house isn't good enough. So the technical assessment is a starting point. There is a fee associated with that. There's a list of registered technical assessors on the SEEI website, which I would encourage listeners to look at. And I suppose in your local area, using one of those registered assessors will mean that you will get the document. And also, I suppose, in relation to that, it dictates what works need to be carried out for the works to be installed. So I always say this, it's great to have the thought of putting in a heat pump or putting in a fantastic heating system, but if the building isn't correct, then it's not going to work. I mean, if you think about putting a jacket on and putting a hat on, it keeps you warm, it keeps you dry. It's the same principle with your house. You know, you need to make sure that the walls are correctly insulated, that the attic is correctly insulated, but also ventilation being key. So I guess, you know, the starting point technical assessment, it may come across or it may come up with some other aspects of work which need to be carried out, which will be insulation. So again, grants available for this through the SEEI website. I'm always repeating myself on this one, but it's a great website and it does give a lot of information. There's a lot to look through there, and it's different applications for different houses.
So first port of call, go to the SEEI, and of course the SEEI stands for the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland, but if you go to their website, seei.ie, that's the first step to take. Now David, there's something in the news this morning. Climate scientists at UCC, they've said that a quarter of all electricity needed by households in this country could be produced by putting solar panels on domestic rooftops. Would you have a view on that? Is that something that you would do yourself?
Well, I suppose to start that off, I have done that and I've installed it in my own home, and I suppose I'm reaping the rewards on a daily basis. But I think this is all relevant, Tressa, when it comes to the cost of living and the energy crisis that we are facing. And I mean, I was listening earlier, I'd like to touch on this briefly about your listener Margaret that put a comment in about the cost of living and not being able to afford to run her household. It all ties into this situation, and I suppose first off, if I could encourage Margaret, if I can help in any way at all, please contact me. That's the first thing I'm going to say. But I suppose what I want to make a point of here is, you know, the different types of ways that we can save energy, that we can generate our own energy, and that we can reduce our cost of living. I mean, all the bonuses that we're getting and the reductions on electricity costs and the €200 per, I mean, of her household, this is all very, very, very welcome. But we're in a situation here, I suppose, Trasa, where we could generate our own electricity by using PV panels. And I say that lightly because, I suppose, PV panels will contribute to your cost reduction in running your house. They will not run your house unless you want to invest a major amount of money, which in some situations, most situations, is not applicable. So I suppose here, in our houses, we all have those roofs over our head, south-facing ideally. There is east-west systems that can be installed. I mean, there's just different ways that we can approach this. But I guess if we're generating our own electricity, then we're reducing our own cost in our household. And this can be used in so many different ways. I suppose there's a lot of answers to a lot of questions that come across with this situation. We're a registered installer, and there is grants available of up to €2,400 for this. So I suppose if homeowners are thinking of this, it's an ideal time to do that. It's an investment. We're struggling as a whole country in order to decide where we invest, if we stop. But I strongly suggest to homeowners that this is an investment worth taking with the cost of electricity rising on a daily basis.
Absolutely, but unfortunately, we, with many of us at the moment, there are the grants, as you said, there are existing SEAI grants of up to €2,400 for solar panels, but you also need to put up a few thousand yourself up front, and if you don't have that sort of money, you can't avail of the benefits of installing solar panels. So I know it's a wider issue, it's an issue about government policy, and the government as well is restricted given the fact that we have Ukraine and we have the cost of living crisis.
Yeah, and all of this is relevant and all of this is applicable to every house in the country, I suppose, at the moment. But I guess, look, I would strongly suggest that it's an investment worth making. And like you just said there, every household in general, I mean, up to 4 kilowatts of PV panels could cost upwards of €7,000 with €2,400 back. I mean, a homeowner possibly has to come up with €5,000 to invest in this. But I suppose what it's hard to sell in the current climate, but it's not a sell factor. I suppose what I'm trying to explain is that if that €5,000 is invested, what's the payback time? Mm-hmm. That's the question. How long before my money is back in my pocket? I mean, if you were to take a loan out in that situation, we can all do the mathematical equation of the interest on the loan versus the payback time of the electricity gathered. But I think because rates are so high, personally, I really think it is applicable to every house. And I guess, you know, touching on this as well, Tressa, would be different types of investments in your house to reduce your overall expenditure. And I guess that ties into what we started off the show with the external insulation, roof insulation, etc. A complete solution for a house, I mean, you could spend up to €50,000 on this, which is an extraordinary figure. But going through the SEI and the one-stop shops that are available, there could be up to 50% of that cost availed in the grant process. So at a €25,000 investment and the payback time that you would have, that's the calculation I think I would suggest that homeowners need to make.
Thank you for that, David. When we come back, we'll bring more questions for David, the heat doctor from DC Energy Solutions. Get in touch, email kerrytoday@radiokerry.ie.
The Heat Doctor on Kerry Today, brought to you in association with Boyles of Killorglan, the home of quality.
David, I was wondering, what are the most sort of common queries you're getting at the moment?
There's a lot happening at the moment, Tressa. I suppose when we look out our windows and we see the rain that's falling at the moment, and I suppose the temperatures have dipped a little bit, there's a lot happening in regards to, I suppose, you know, heating controls is one of the starting points for a lot of households at the moment, because if we have thermostatic temperature controlled heating system, and I mean, be it an oil boiler, gas, air to water heat pump, I suppose control is key here and control is essential, because there has been situations in the last couple of weeks where at nighttime temperatures have dropped quite low, I suppose, for some households that the heating system has actually kicked in. And I suppose if you have a thermostatic control on this, it just means that it'll work efficiently. It'll work to its desired set temperature, and I suppose it'll work that you're going to save some money on this situation as well, as opposed to kicking the heating on and kicking the heating off and dropping it by 3 or 4 degrees. If it's dropping by a massive amount, it's going to cost money to come back up to that set temperature. But I suppose, look, that's one of the key things. And again, I suppose insulation at the moment, Tressa, is a very popular conversation with homeowners looking for costings on it. And I suppose the biggest thing here is the one-stop shop. Now, we're associated with Electric Ireland Superhomes, and I suppose we're proud to have that association in regards to being able to provide up to 35% or in some cases 50% funding towards homes. It just means that there's a whole evaluation done on a house. Some owners can get up to €35,000 back in some circumstances. And we have a lot of this work starting at the moment. But I guess, you know, weather and temperature is going to dictate how fast the work can be completed. But essentially here, homeowners are benefiting from a quite large grant. And I guess to go back on a comment from earlier is, you know, some homeowners have to come up with a lot of money to meet this criteria. And again, I suppose, you know, we have to take actionable works towards reducing our carbon footprint, reducing our cost of living, reducing our cost of running our house, and this is I suppose, a scheme that will help towards that. The investment into your house, is it worth it? Again, personally, I suppose I'm a little bit biased in that situation where I would say yes, it's definitely worth it. But again, you know, starting with the technical assessment, the survey of the house, what's required, and then dipping into what is available in funding, but also what's most suitable for the running of the house for the future. That's key. And I suppose it's very easy for us to talk about different works to be carried out, but a practical solution has to be available to homeowners as well. And I think, proudly, we provide that. In some circumstances, we've walked away and said homeowners don't need to carry out this work. But again, you know, that's key, is making sure that whatever work is carried out, whatever funding is available for it, that homeowners can avail it.
And our final query, and we have lots coming in, but unfortunately we will have to hold them over till next month, to the first Friday in August. Listener, finally, if you could answer this, David, is it possible to do work in stages, external walls first and then a few months later doing internal walls?
So I suppose the direct answer to this is yes. There is ways of carrying out the work in different stages, but I wouldn't suggest it because there would be some hidden costs in there that homeowners may end up paying for twice in regards to, like, the BER that needs to be completed, the Building Energy Regulation cert that needs to be completed after works are carried out. But I suppose essentially here, and I suppose just to touch on the external insulation again, there's a Part L compliance that has to be complied with, which means that the home has to achieve a minimum of a B2 BER rating, or the heating system and the attic insulation have to comply with the current building regulation standards. So that, as such, by default, means that homeowners may need to carry out extra work to avail of the €8,000 external insulation grant. And I suppose that's something very important that I, you know, encourage all homeowners to look at. Whilst carrying out in stages may be more, I suppose, affordable, there's a situation where you have to make sure you're complying to make sure that you can get paid that grant.
Well, thank you for that. And any queries we've got in for David, we'll hold over till next month. David O'Sullivan of DC Energy Solutions, thank you for your time.